Today I want to talk about what the Bible calls the synagogue of Satan. It's mentioned twice, once in Revelation 2 and once in Revelation 3. Let me start out in verse 9 of chapter 2. The Bible reads, "I know thy works and tribulation and poverty, but thou art rich. And I know the blasphemy of them which say they are Jews and are not, but are the synagogue of Satan." So right there we can see that this group known as the synagogue of Satan, they say that they are Jews, but they're not. They're lying. Not only that, but he says that they are blasphemers. They blaspheme. Well, let's read Revelation 3:9 to get the other mention. The Bible reads, "Behold, I will make them of the synagogue of Satan, which say they are Jews and are not, but do lie. Behold, I will make them to come and worship before thy feet and to know that I have loved thee." So the next thing we can learn about the synagogue of Satan is that whoever they are, they do not believe that God loved the Philadelphians, the Church of Philadelphia. They had it in their mind that God did not love them. And God said, "I'm going to make them of the synagogue of Satan." And who are they? The ones who say they are Jews and are not, but do lie. He says, "I'm going to make them come and worship before your feet and to know that I've loved thee." Now, who is the synagogue of Satan? Well, it really isn't that complicated. The Bible says in Romans chapter 2, I think here is the clearest verse to help you understand who the synagogue of Satan is. The Bible says in Romans 2:28, "For he is not a Jew which is one outwardly, neither is that circumcision which is outward in the flesh, but he is a Jew which is one inwardly. And the circumcision is that of the heart in the spirit and not in the letter, whose praise is not of men but of God." So right there, those who are outwardly a Jew, those who are a Jew on the outside, he says, he's not a Jew. It's the one who's a Jew inwardly. That's why Paul told the Philippians, he said, "We are the circumcision which worship God in the spirit and rejoice in Christ Jesus and have no confidence in the flesh." And so what religion in this world even uses synagogues? Only one religion uses a synagogue, and that is Judaism. And so when we look at those who call themselves Jews today, those who go to a synagogue, those who believe in the religion of Judaism, they say that they're Jews, but according to the Bible, they're not Jews because they do not rejoice in Christ Jesus. They are not a Jew inwardly. They are outwardly a Jew, but God said he is not a Jew, which is one outwardly. And there are many other scriptures we could turn to that would drive in that exact same point. But let me say this. Do the Jews think that God loves them more than he loves other groups, like, say, the Philadelphians? Absolutely. They believe that just by virtue of the fact that they descend from Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, that somehow God loves them more, that somehow they are the special chosen ones, that that makes them the elect. No, you're only the elect if you're in Christ, as I covered in the last video. And so the synagogue of Satan is none other but the Jews who are claiming to be God's people. And how many times do we see it in the Bible where John the Baptist said, "Think not to say within yourselves, we have Abraham to our father. For I say unto you that God is able of these stones to raise up children unto Abraham." And even Jesus Christ looked at the Jews who said, "Abraham's our father." He said, "Abraham's not your father. You're of your father, the devil." And so we see very clearly who the synagogue of Satan is. You say, why do you bring this up in a post-trib moment? Because the pre-tribulation rapture doctrine relies very heavily on the fact that the Jews are God's chosen people. Well, the Bible says that the so-called Jews of our day are not even Jews if they don't believe in Christ. It doesn't matter if they're one outwardly, they're not one inwardly. He said they're the synagogue of Satan. That Jewish synagogue in your town, the Bible says it's a synagogue of Satan. The Bible says, "Who is a liar but he that denieth that Jesus is the Christ? He is Antichrist, which denieth the Father and the Son." You say, "Oh, Pastor Anderson, you're a racist. You're anti-Semitic." No, I'm teaching that all races are equal here. That is not racism. Those who are Zionists, those who believe in Judaism, and those who believe in this thing that the Jews are God's chosen people today, they are the racist because they are saying that the Jews are better than the Gentiles. I don't believe that for one second. I don't believe the Jews are worse than the Gentiles. I believe that the religion is wicked and of Satan, but the people themselves, if they believe on Jesus Christ, are just as saved as I am. They're just as good as I am. So it's not a racial thing. It's a religious thing. I'm against the religion of Judaism. It's an antichrist religion, and frankly, it's the synagogue of Satan.